Hello. Welcome back to the podcast, The Other Side of Deaf. You either just joined us or you stuck around after our first episode, which means I didn't scare you off. Last episode, we talked with my good friend Stephanie, who is deaf, and she gave us a great starting point on the deaf perspective. If you haven't listened to that podcast, I encourage you to do so. Since this podcast is about deafness, it's important that we start with that. Today, though, we will be exploring a different perspective. As I said before, the deaf community has all these people and professions that orbit them, and each of them have a different view of deafness. The largest group that surrounds deaf individuals are hearing family members. So today, we are going to start to explore that, more specifically with hearing parents. I will warn you, however, that this episode is just as much for professionals in the field and deaf people as it is for hearing parents. I am speaking to all of you, and there are some things you need to understand. Now, before I start, I have to confess something. This episode is probably one of the hardest for me to record. I have been thinking about what I wanted to say for months. This discussion is a personal one for me, and to be frank, rather emotional. In fact, this whole podcast is emotional for me. I don't just work in this field, I live it. And for every controversy and every struggle that relates to this topic, my heart is in the middle of it. Friends and coworkers of mine will even tell you that even after all these years of doing this, I still get emotional when I talk about certain topics. Why? Because they are hard moments in my life. Things I had to overcome and learn. Things I wish I could change and make better for my children. So today, I am going to get very real with you and talk about some very personal experiences with my own family, some of which are hard to confess. I will admit that I'm a little afraid of bearing my soul to you. I'm afraid that people will judge me, that you will all not understand, and most of all, that you won't be kind. But I told myself that I would be brave, and I promised you that we would talk about things others aren't willing to talk about. So, with that, I'm going to leave my heart in your hands. So let's get started. 34 million children have hearing loss, according to the World Health Organization. And 9 out of 10 of those children are born to hearing parents, which means that there are millions of parents out there that are starting down a path that we never anticipated. I am one of those parents. And I have worked with hundreds of families over the last 7 years that are going through the exact same thing. Too often, we are a group that is just thrown into the fire. We are fed massive amounts of information from doctors and specialists of every kind and therapists. Everyone gives us information, even some people that have no idea what they're talking about. You know who it is. You know that relative that has decided that even though they have never been in this situation, that you must be doing everything wrong, and they have a million words of advice for you. Or that doctor that thinks that since he has a specialty in hearing loss, that you should just follow every little instruction and can't understand why it isn't working out the way it's supposed to. I mean, according to research, this just works if you just do it. But they forget that we live in the real world and our babies are real people. As parents, we are expected to hit the ground running, move forward, do everything right, and be completely logical about everything, as if somehow we're just supposed to magically remove our emotions when they are sitting there talking about our child. Somehow, even though we have no training, no education, and no warning, we are expected to function like a pro and have it all together. Now, some of us are better at faking it than others. We seem to have it together. We hit the ground running and we dive into the research and action mode to do everything. These parents are seen as the good ones. those parents are the ones that tend to also be the closet criers. That sounds strange, I know. They are the ones that suddenly start having panic attacks or have random emotional outbursts that they try to hide. Believe me, it happens more than you think. But if we are all honest, as parents, we are usually lost, confused, and have a ton of emotions that we feel we can't express at the beginning. Emotions we feel guilty for feeling, and we wonder if we are a terrible parent because of it. Maybe this isn't you. Maybe you do have it together, and maybe you are totally cool with everything that life has thrown at you. If so, I applaud you. You have achieved something very few have. Over the years, I have talked to countless families, and most of us at the beginning of this journey certainly don't have it together. I certainly didn't. And just so you know where I was at the beginning, I was the closet crier. I would wait until everyone would fall asleep at night, and I would let my emotions run. Sometimes I would have panic attacks, sometimes I would cry, most times I would lay awake and worry. But to the outside world, I seemed to be doing everything right. I will never forget the day I found out my oldest had hearing loss. It was completely unexpected, and it was a defining moment in my life. I won't go into the details of the day, and I don't want to bore you, but I am willing to bet that every hearing parent out there remembers the day they found out too. There are different reactions to all this. Some say that we have stages of grief. Some people describe it as the Welcome to Holland poem. Personally, I don't relate to any of this. For me, it was like someone shook my Etch-a-Sketch. I know it sounds weird, and some of you are probably young enough that you don't know what an Etch-a-Sketch is. For those of you who don't know, an Etch-a-Sketch is a children's toy that you use knobs to draw pictures, and then when you're done, you shake it up and it erases. Well, when I was pregnant with my first, I drew a picture in my imaginary Etch-a-Sketch. You see, I had all these visions of what my child's life would look like and how it would play out. A movie montage in my head that had all the great highlights of my family life that was to come. And now, someone shook the picture, and it became all blurry. Yes, the structure and the basics were still there, but the details were all fuzzy. What was my child's future going to look like? What would he need? Will he have friends? What will his education look like? I had so many questions. Now, to a deaf person, they may seem like stupid worries. Of course, you can do all these things. Of course, you can have a normal life. Of course, you can have all of these normal childhood memories. But for me, and for many other parents, we have no idea. We don't know very many deaf people. We don't know what this is going to look like. Someone shook our Etch-a-Sketch. Now we have to redraw our vision. And honestly, we don't know where to begin. I've had a lot of time over the years to reflect on my emotions. They have certainly changed over the years. I still have a lot of questions, but my attitudes have changed. I am very close to my children. Both my daughter and son have severe to profound hearing loss, and so the world of deafness has become a central part of my life. I have always tried to be open and honest with my children about my experiences and my feelings, in hopes that they will also express their feelings to me as well. Perhaps that's wrong, but I feel like when I show my vulnerabilities to my children, they learn that they don't need to be perfect either, that we are all learning together and growing together, that it is okay to have mixed emotions about things. This has caused both my children to have some pretty hard and honest conversations with each other and with me. A few weeks ago, my daughter asked me if I was sad that she was deaf. it was a day that there was some teenage girl drama at school that was just kind of amplified because of her misunderstanding of how hearing people operate. And she asked me, would I change it? Well, after 15 years, I can honestly say no, I wouldn't change it. Her hearing loss, her deafness is part of who she is. And if I change that, I change her, and that would be terrible because I may be biased, but I think she's pretty awesome. But I did tell her the truth, that I was sad at the beginning. She, of course, immediately felt like I was sad because she wasn't perfect. But as I really thought about it, I realized, no, I never thought of my kids as less than perfect, and all my emotions stemmed from one place. Fear. Fear of the unknown. Fear my child would be rejected or bullied. Fear that they would have a hard life. Fear that they wouldn't be happy. And the biggest fear of all, fear that I wouldn't be enough. That I would fail to give them everything that they need. That I would fail to protect them. That I wouldn't be smart enough. I wouldn't be strong enough or capable enough to be the mom they deserved and needed. All the insecurities I had as a mom tripled in size. I barely knew how to be a mom, and now here I was, a mom of a deaf child, and I had no idea what I was doing. Over the years, I have discovered that most parents of deaf and hard of hearing children have big emotions, and they all stem from fear. Some deny it, thinking that if they don't acknowledge it, it'll just go away or it isn't real. Some get angry and try to assign blame. Some freeze and get sad and are unable to move forward. Some even run away or give up. It is all just based on fear. Whatever our reaction is, it is usually misinterpreted by our deaf children. They sometimes can feel rejected or angry at us. Maybe they even try to deny their own hearing loss, thinking they need to be ashamed because we must be. But deep down, our reaction is really our fear and has nothing to do with how much we love our children. It is not about their inadequacies. It's about ours. As most things go, time tends to heal us, and I have adapted. I wish I could tell you that it was just hard at the beginning and I got over my fears and everything became easy. But I would be lying. Yes, I have gotten better at being their mom. I have learned and adapted and become more confident. But the truth is, raising a child with hearing loss is like riding a roller coaster. You have ups and downs. It can be fun and exciting, and there are many moments that you feel like you are on top of the world. But inevitably, there are moments that the floor goes out beneath you and you plummet. It happens when I least expect it, when everything seems to be going okay, and I think I'm totally rocking this mom thing, I got this, and my kids are doing great. And then life smacks me in the face. It happens when I find out that my child has lost even more hearing and I have to console them. When they don't get invited to a friend's house because the parents are afraid they won't be able to communicate, so they leave them out. When my child has a deaf identity crisis and are yearning to fit in and I have to blindly guide them through it, not knowing what to say or do. There are moments of pure anger and defensiveness when a coach tells my child they can't be on a team because they're deaf and I have to fight for their right to do so. Or when a teacher refuses to accommodate their needs or even worse, purposely embarrasses them. Or when a doctor talks over them and doesn't even make eye contact. Or when a family member or friend ends up tossing them aside because it just isn't fun learning sign language anymore, and they don't want to try. It is hard to keep my head up, to have confidence in myself that I can teach them something I am trying to figure out on my own. It is hard to shield my children from the dangers and the ignorance of the world, and I just have to hope and pray that they're going to be okay. But I persist in it all. Both my children and I continue to stumble through it all. And over the years, as a family, we have learned to remind each other that others don't define who they are, and they certainly don't get to tell them what they can and cannot do. That things may be hard sometimes, that life and people can be unfair and cruel, but deafness is not an excuse to not succeed. It is a challenge, one that showcases their strengths. It is not a weakness. And when that happens, when my kids defy everyone's expectations of failure, when they prove people wrong and show that deafness doesn't make them any less, then as a mom, it is the sweetest victory there is. That is the roller coaster high. Seeing my kids succeed. These moments bring me to tears because I know what my child had to endure to get there and the nights of heartache and prayers that I have spent helping them. Now, I know that so far I have painted a bleak picture, and I don't want to leave you with that. There are some great parts about having deaf children. You can vacuum anytime you want, play loud music during nap time, watch movies with loud surround sign anytime you want, and have private conversations with your spouse in the car, even when your kids are in the back seat. There is a lot of laughter and fun and moments of pure joy, and for a good bit of the time, our children lead very normal, crazy lives like every other kid. And let me be clear, having deaf children is by far the biggest blessing in my life. Because even though I have had hard moments and my heart breaks sometimes, their deafness has had a profound positive impact in my life. It has made me a better parent. It has forced me to slow down and focus on what is important. Their deafness has made me have empathy and understanding I never had before. It has brought people into my life that are very special to me that I would have never met. And most of all, it has taught me that no matter what, nothing is impossible. And no matter what my circumstances are, as human beings, we can succeed at anything. My children inspire me every day. Because of all of those things, I have a relationship with my children, and they have a relationship with each other that is uncommon in today's age. After all this time, I realized that having children with hearing loss is my golden ticket to blessings beyond my imagination. Every tough moment and difficult conversation is worth it. It is the ride of my life. So, why am I confessing to you and bearing my soul all these emotions? That I have been angry and sad and confused and scared. And frankly, sometimes I still am. That I felt guilty for having these feelings because I convinced myself that if I were a better parent, I wouldn't feel like this. Well, I tell you all this because I want to mend some hearts today. And hopefully maybe ease some of those fears. So, if you are a parent of a child with a hearing difference, let me just tell you, you are not alone. There are thousands of us out there, millions even. You are allowed to have these emotions. You are not a bad person for having them. Your feelings are actually quite normal. But I encourage you to face these emotions, whatever they are. Find someone to talk about it. Talk to your spouse, a therapist, or a friend, or find another parent that has a child with hearing loss to talk to. Work through those fears and emotions you have and come to a place of acceptance. Your child needs to know that you accept them for who they are. That you love them, that their deafness doesn't make them less than. Don't let your fear stop you from having the life you always wanted with your child. And remember, you got this. You can do this. Your child will be okay. If you are just starting this journey, I can tell you that 10 years from now, you will look back and think, why did I worry so much? You will be able to turn around and lift other parents up and assure them that they will be okay, and you will be the old pro at this. And just remember, you will get better at this. It is all new, and it is okay to not know what you're doing at first. Keep working at it. Keep trying. And for God's sakes, give yourself some grace. You don't need to be perfect. You just need to love them and do your best. If you're a professional working with a hearing parent, be patient with us. We are scared and confused at first, and we need you to be gentle and go slow with us. We didn't go to school for 4 to 8 years for this. We don't know all the acronyms and terms that you use without thinking. We have no idea how to read an audiogram at first, what kind of hearing technology is out there. We barely remember that 8th grade biology lesson on how the ear works. So be patient. Explain things to us and give us hope and confidence that it will all be okay. If we don't respond with doing all the right things, don't get angry with us. We probably didn't even process the information because we were so overwhelmed. And most of all, don't give up on our children because of our reactions. Remember why you chose this profession and keep it close to your heart as you are working with us. And if you find yourself getting jaded or continuously frustrated, take some time to explore that and ask yourself if working with deaf children is really your calling. Because if you work with deaf children, you will most likely be working with a lot of hearing parents. We are the pathway to our children, so get used to us. And last, if you are a deaf or hard of hearing person with hearing parents, understand that you are enough. You have always been enough, that there is nothing less than about you, that your parents' reaction to your hearing difference may be based on fear. Your parents are human with flaws, emotions, insecurities, and more love for you than you can imagine. We are learning as we go, and there is no playbook here. We are doing all these things, even with our fear, and stepping out and trying to be brave and trying to do the right things. We fear we can't protect you from this cruel world and that you will see us as other, as not enough for you. So give us grace in all of this. Forgive us our mistakes and help us through this. Okay, so I know I talked about a lot of heavy topics today. I promise other episodes of this podcast will have more fun moments, but I feel like it's important for us to get serious and talk about all the things others are too afraid to say. It took me a long time to have the courage to start this podcast. Throughout this, I will be asking a lot of questions, but I'll also be bearing a part of my soul with all of you. Hopefully it is helpful. Hopefully you'll be gentle. And hopefully it allows you to see the people around you differently. I started all of this because we all need to be honest about the emotions and the things going on in the deaf community and seek to understand each other. We need to have grace for ourselves and for others. We need to work together to change the world to be a better place for the deaf community. But like all things, the best place to start to make real change in the world is with ourselves. So let's do better to confront our fears. Let's do the hard work together. Let's have those hard conversations. And let's make this place better for all of us. So I'm going to end there for today. If you like this podcast, don't forget to subscribe, like, and share with your friends. Stay tuned for future episodes where we will explore all sorts of different topics and hopefully bring all of us closer together and make some big things happen. But for now, I'm signing off. Till next time.